frustrating sports broadcast.
And it's picked off, picked off, picked off.
This is Canada's gold standard of football action.
The Gales stop the Griffins short.
This is Gales game day. And it can only be found on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Evening, this is CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting all over the place at cfrc.ca, where you can find information about the programming and all kinds of arts events going on in the Kingston area. My name is Graham, this is A Working Knowledge, and I'm with you tonight for the next 60 minutes every Wednesday evening from 10 to 11 p.m. So thank you very much for joining me. Always a pleasure to be here. Hope you're keeping cool and dry, but more. We've got a whole bunch of music on deck tonight, sort of lots of, you know, old indie, some folk that I'm aware of, maybe some more indie, and some R&B, some soul maybe, a whole blend of music. So I'm fairly confident there's something that's going to tickle your fancy. So let's start stuff off. This is fellow's name is Mike Sharp. His album is Dreams and Dirt, and this is I Don't Care.
If you've come back to say you're sorry for treating me the way you did, there's something you should know that changes everything. Now you're standing at my door with those promises you made before. There's something you should know that changes everything. I don't care anymore. I don't care. When you told me that you lied, you thought the truth would satisfy. Something you should know that changes everything. I don't care where you're going. I don't care who you see. I don't care what you're saying to me. I'm not worried or anxious or angry at all. I've been sleeping so well. I don't give a. I don't care. Change your hair, that's not the same. And there's something more that changed. I don't care.
running out of money. We just can't make it by ourselves. It is cold and the wind is blowing. We need something to keep us going. Get it on the working man.
From sad, you don't know split, you don't know next who you'll be blaming, and you don't know me at all. The ones you're closest to should be those really knowing you, but you haven't got a clue, even though you say you do. You think you know without a doubt just who I am and what I'm all about. But you don't know mad from sad, you don't know explaining from complaining, you don't know next who you'll be blaming, and you don't know you've got me pigeonholed, cataloged. Oh, but truth be told, I do. But there's men that you haven't seen, and since you haven't looked, you don't know what I mean. But it's being open, then it's moping. You don't know squawking, don't even know it's the way you're walking, and you don't know me at all. As close as you say you are to me, and yet has failed to see, never really loved, don't you agree? If they did, they'd show that they don't know about myself, in upon some dusty shelf. You said you don't know splaining from complaining, you don't know next who you'll be blaming, and you don't know me at all. If somebody's being open, no squawking from just plain talking, you don't even know it's the way you're walking, and you don't know me at all. No, you don't know me at all.
You are enough to know better. And I can't find nothing, feel so fine. destruction and pain. You get a mouthful of armor, love of rain. Just have a little faith, I say. Have a little faith, my friend. We got to help each other through thick and thin. These are trying times that we're living in. Say, have a little faith, my friend. There's evil all around us. We got to rise above. Got to fight the good fight. Win that war with love. Hold on, hold on. There's a better tomorrow. Have a little faith, I say. Have a little faith, my friend. We got to help each other.
His mother.
Because I'd forgotten that Prince actually wrote that song, Manic Monday, which he then famously gave to the Bangles, I thought I'd best spin that for you all and refresh all of our collective memories. And that's from an album which came called Originals, and it was a selection of Prince songs, the original songs that he often ended up giving to other artists, famously, you know, the Bangles, Sinead O'Connor, and many have his other along as well. So reframing the songs in a way that many of us hadn't heard before. And hello, how are you? 101.9 FM. My name's Grim, and this is my program of Working Knowledge, and I'm here every Wednesday evening from 10 until 11 p.m., but maybe you knew that already. Also, and there's some Stevie Wonder, Living for a While. That's his 1973 single from the Inner Visions album, and it reached number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Number 1 on the R&B chart, and Rolling Stone ranked the song number 104 on their 500 greatest songs of all time. Just a great piece. He ended up winning two Grammy Awards for that song, one at the 1974 Grammy and the second for Best Male R&B Vocal Performance. Really, really wonderful Intervisions is just one of those classic albums. Wonder was just on fire when he was in the midst of a slew of releases, a great run of creativity, and it's a ton of that out. And then some Southern Soul for you, Mavis Staples with Have a Good Hearted Man. I discovered television singing that very song, and I just can't, you know, she can do no wrong for me. She is due out with a new album this year, I just recently read as well, so I'm very excited to hear that. She's been gone raising a family for, you know, 6 to 10 years, something like that, but it's wonderful that she's returning to recording and is going to release something too. Some, you know, some characters there, some Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe and Randy Newman, and then we began that set, half hour long set, from Guelph, Ontario, with this song I Don't Care from his new album as well. So I do tend to read a lot of music bios, television as well. As you might imagine, I have an interest in that kind of stuff. So the other night I watched the Kylie Minogue series on Netflix. It's a three-part series, each is an hour long, you can easily binge it, you know, just documenting her rise to fame, and from her early days as Neighbours soap opera out of Australia and initial run of pop music to pretty much right up to current day. It's worth your time whether you're a Kylie fan or not. It's really interesting for a number of things, but you know, the pop performer, particularly a woman pop performer as product, and had, you know, of her own in the early years, is a common theme, but nonetheless still shocking. And then when she comes back with a little more adult material, she's, you know, edging into her 20s, just slammed for being, you know, too sexy. The British press in the late 80s and you know, before and after too, let's be honest, notoriously misogynistic and sexist. And they certainly were, but the doc attempting to carve out her own place with her own ideas, her own music. She absolutely loves pop music, and that is the lane she's in. But where are the boundaries to that lane, and what can she do? And then one of the turning points was the duet with, of all people, in 1995. From his album called Murder Ballads, and it was the lead single from that album. It was a duet with Cave and Kylie Minogue, and what must have been a certain amount of superfluous in this documentary, he's got a great sense of humor, he's very sardonic about, but it had a positive reception from music critics and became the Bad Seeds' most successful single worldwide. And did very well for Kylie Minogue as well. And it began to, you know, turn the dial. You can see how she's attempting to be her own person and with her own boundaries. And Cave's quite wonderful about it as well. So, you know, I do urge you to, you know, check the documentary out. Like you say, you can easily binge it in one evening. And it's worth your time. So, of course, we are going to start this next set with some Nick Cave and Kylie Minogue from the album Murder Ballads and Where the Wild Roses Grow.
Why they call me that, I do not know. the second day I brought her a flower. She's more beautiful than any woman I've, you know, where the wild roses grow, so sweet and scarlet and free.
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me your loss and your sorrow. I nodded my head as I lay on the bed. Roses will you find? They call me the wild rose. Third day he took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he knelt above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last hour the roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind lied as a thief, and I kissed her goodbye. Said, oh beauty, my son, and planted a rose between her teeth.
They call me the wild rose. But my name was Eliza Day. Call me if I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day. My name was Eliza Day, Eliza Day.
What you, what you, what you, what you. no twilight galaxy.
that's got everything to do with you. I'm in love.
Have you ever been to Extended Family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
and my friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything of Extended Family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to Extended Family. Come and have some fun.
Are you looking to make new friends?
Get active?
Learn a new skill?
A place to appreciate big band jazz?
Would you like to dance?
Then you're looking for Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a one-hour beginner lesson, where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queen's Swing Dance Club is all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skill required.
See, 101.9 FM is putting out the call for volunteer applicants interested in learning sports broadcasting, on-air programming, technical support assistance, all that and so much more available through our online application on cfrc.ca. Join North America's oldest and most esteemed community and campus broadcaster. We hope we'll see your application soon.
What instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophone community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments.